beautiful day.
I love it.
Even better than the country.
We hope so.
Yeah. I hope the rain is stopping. The rain is stopping.
Yeah, I think it's still stopping.
Find out what was said.
I don't know. You have to report the notes.
You can't
get me into an argument. Look up Janney's notes.
Mr. President, may I, in view of the fact that we can't get anything out of George Durnall, I think possibly you hadn't finished with Cocos Island. I want to ask to say this to you. In the news in the last few days, it came from Secretary Knox, not directly, but a story which indicated that the Navy would like to have islands or defenses in the backyard in the Pacific Ocean.
And well, there came the Pacific Press Association you read.
Well, I read the United Press, I think.
See, that is afterwards completely taken back, because even the Press Association will make an awful mistake in what it puts on the tables occasionally. Mm-hmm. And of course, the UP is awfully sorry about that particular episode.
Well,
the other Press Association didn't carry it. And it's just one of those things we don't talk about much.
Well, just being a simple Washington reporter, I had to get the facts correct.
Well, you have to tell you the story. I can give you this as, background, no attribution. Down there on the west side of the canal, we've been to Cocos. Realize that it's a little bit of an island with no harbor. And it goes straight out of the ocean, these cliffs all around it. You couldn't possibly put a flying field on the island. Physically impossible. It's only about, how long is it down? About 5 miles long, about 2 miles across. And it's just you might say it's a mountain peak sticking up out of the ocean. And there are no harbors. There's very, very deep water all around it. When we were there this last time, we made a complete survey of it. And like so many tropical islands without any harbor, depending on the wind and the sea, you might, on certain days of the year, probably majority of days, use the lee side of the island as a takeoff for planes. But you couldn't use it 365 days out of the year. As such, those planes would have to be based on a ship. It'd be very difficult to have that ship inside of a harbor because there isn't any. Now, spending a lot of money, you might be able to put out some very small breakwater before you got to deep water and have a little haven with two or three smaller types of ships to go into at great cost. And it's in a good location, no question about that, but the geography of it, all you have to do is to ask George.
Is y'all
playing up to the rules for air and naval? Yes, and again, left draw in the United States, there's no question at the present time, but that Ecuador is working with us fully and has got to continental defense. Well, again, ask George. You ever been there? Well, the trouble with Clipperton is if you go there, again, I'm just talking for background people. I suppose you can't land on Clipperton Island more than 100 days a year. Surf's too great. It's a little bit of a coral atoll with a very shallow pond in the middle of it, too shallow for seaplanes to land on. You only land there about 100 days out of the year. So you see the limitations caused by nature. We use that island also.
Can you tell us anything more about
negotiations with Canada? Getting along all right. That's about all the man
said yesterday.
Got the matter of the transfer of the World War tank yesterday? No.
Mr. President, is there any move to acquire life in the Galapagos?
No negotiations are on at all, any nature. And incidentally, I thought some of our old friends said that I had not told the truth. 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I said, the story has gone out of private. What went through the other day? I think probably that that's a little, what shall I say, premature on their part. Say things like that. I think that when all the papers are disclosed of the negotiations that led up to the acquisition of the bases, they'll find that as of the day that I made that statement in press conference, it was literally true. And that's all it's necessary to say.
Mr. President, is there any truth in the report that the Army and Navy will furnish the foreign governments of the so-called secret bomb charge that we're making?
Never heard of it.
You know, last night in the morning, the Pope.
Never heard of it.
Editorial controversy in St. Louis, which is more or less a matter of national interest, and both factions in the duel have printed recent editorial in the New York Times and in the Washington Star. The St. Louis Star Times this morning is answering an attack against your destroyer, Island Deal. Have you any comment on that editorial?
Well, go ahead and read it. That's an awful admission, isn't it? I had a lot of them. You've mentioned them to me. Oh, that's all, but you didn't tell me what was in them. They said they're taking good exercise from base, and that's all I know.
But, Mr. President, in the correspondence relating to the bases, it was mentioned that other naval equipment which we might exchange. Is there any other equipment besides the destroyers which we ought to give?
No. There's a lot of equipment on the destroyers.
That's related to the destroyers.
Yeah. Right. Read what he said about.
Sir, do you anticipate that the pictures in the case that you're speaking of, these negotiations, will be made public within the near future?
I think the State Department rule is 10 years.
Well, that's not going to help you this campaign.
You'll be alive. What's the campaign got to do with national defense?
Well, it has to be able to do with me. I have to get excited.
You'll be alive 10 years from now. It's all right, quite good story on it.
Well, Mr. President,
are there any plans for speaking to Chicago or
not? No, not at all.
Mr. President, speaking of accessibility, are Mr. Chinese notes accessible to us?
Is what?
Are Mr. Chinese notes accessible to us?
Not some specific thing, yeah.
For check.
What?
For check.
For check. For check. Not for people.
Mr. President, are there any comments to make on the results of the Utah encounter?
Yeah.
Mr. President, it appears Mr. Rossi has been on both sides of the conscription thing. Would you like to get on either side of the conscription?
No, no, John, not.
Yes, seriously, it's not 20 record on this purpose, though.
Officials in the north.